The Texas Realtors, Residential Lease, TXR 2001. Since TREC does not promulgate any lease documents for terms that exceed 90 days, most landlords or management companies will have attorney-drafted lease agreements for their leasing agents. For those license holders who do not belong to a management company, the Texas Realtors offers a residential lease, TXR 2001, available for use by members of the Texas Realtors. There is also a Texas Realtors lease available for commercial properties. Leases should have a primary lease term with a definite beginning and ending date. Notice, however, that the Texas Realtors residential lease does not automatically expire on the expiration date written into the lease. Instead, it automatically renews as a month-to-month lease if the tenant does not provide written notification of lease termination, 30 days, or another time period specified in the lease, before the lease expires. The lease becomes a binding contract once all parties sign. If a tenant does not understand the terms of the lease, he or she should consult an attorney before signing. Each tenant listed on the lease must sign on the signature lines provided on the lease document. Any addenda to the lease agreement will be attached. Addenda may include addendum regarding lead-based paint, parking rules, landlord's rules and regulations, or a pet agreement, among others. The landlord may also include any HOA rules if the property is located in a restricted neighborhood. Tenants will be required to comply with all HOA rules and restrictions. It is important to note that though a property manager is not listed as the landlord is the owner of the property manager may sign on behalf of the landlord. A landlord is responsible for providing the tenant with a copy of the lease agreement no later than 3 business days after all parties have signed. TREC promulgated leases. TREC does promulgate 2 leases. The buyer's temporary residential lease, TREC number 16-6, and the seller's temporary lease, TREC number 15-6. The buyer's temporary residential lease must be used when a buyer will occupy a property for less than 90 days before the transaction closes. The seller's temporary lease will be used if the seller needs to occupy the property for no more than 90 days after the transaction closes. This is usually to give the seller time to pack their belongings and move out. The seller is leasing the property from the buyer,